This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who follow me on Twitter, which is called X, or Facebook, you'll see a bunch of pictures of tarantulas. And it's because I live in southern Nevada, Las Vegas, and around my home, or around we live near the desert on the west side of town, it's tarantula season. Now, I could see tarantulas year-round, sometimes hiding in their holes. But you see a lot more in October, not so much because it's Halloween, but because of the tarantula march. This time of year, they migrate. And I got to tell you, they are fascinating to watch. And I even posted a video of one crawling around. Again, we like to give them their space. I don't like to shine too much light on them because I don't want to disturb them. And I'm not really scared of them because I'm not really worried about their bite. But what really makes tarantulas dangerous is they could spew their fur. They could shoot out the hairs. You know, they're very hairy. And that could be very, very caustic. So if you do live in the south, the southern part of the U.S., these things are fascinating. Especially after the monsoons, they migrate through the fall to mate. And for those of you who are not too familiar with southern Nevada, some of the best weather in the year is fall. So October is one of my favorite months because it's not too hot, not too cold. Although I kind of like the cold and I like snow. And when we get snow in Vegas, I am just beside myself. I love it. But the reason why I like October more than April, the weather's nice in April, but allergies are really, really bad for me. And so I'm miserable in the spring. I don't want to be, but I'm seizing. In the fall, I don't get fall allergies. So I feel really, really good. So I'm out there at night walking around and looking for tarantulas. Well, the desert tarantula are what some of those pictures are that you'll see on my Facebook and Twitter. And it's the Aphanopelma iodius. Now, they can get pretty large, over 4 inches in length. They're hairy. And the females are lighter than the males. So you'll see some dark black ones. Those are the male, and the browner, lighter ones are the female. You'll even, in my video, see a couple little babies, a little baby tarantulas. Hello, babies. And, you know, they can bite. Their venom can be fatal to humans, but it's really, really rare. If you're allergic to it, you could get swelling, rapid heart rate, intense itching, difficulty breathing, fainting, shock, or even worse, if you're allergic to a tarantula bite. But these urticating hairs, which they have, are the biggest culprit in injuries when it comes to humans. So don't pick them up. If you get exposed to tarantula hair, your skin, your eyes, your respiratory tract can become affected. You could get cutaneous, skin, ocular, or pulmonary irritation, depending on what gets touched. And so you kind of want to avoid interactions with them if you can. So what happens if you get bit by a tarantula or if you're exposed to the hair? Wash that sucker off. Wash it. Well, actually, get away from the tarantula. Okay. And by the way, if you watch the video, you see how some of them are kind of nearby each other. If you see one tarantula, there's usually others. But if you do get bit or you get hair on you, wash it off. Use soap and water. Try to remove as much of the hairs as possible. Some sources say you could use tape to put on your hand or leg or whatever and then rip out the hairs, detach the hairs. But keep in mind, you're going to get redness, itching, swelling. If bitten or exposed, always seek medical advice. Because if these get into the respiratory tract, they could cause long-standing pneumonitis. They could cause some major lung issues or some very acute respiratory distress. And if you get a tarantula hair into the eyes, not good. Always make sure your tetanus is up to date. But interestingly, you know, I live in Southern Nevada, so the city in general built into the desert. And when that coyote killed my cat, I explained early on, I go, guys, I understand we're on their turf. And, you know, some people say, trust me, I've been devastated. I still can't imagine what my baby cat went through. And these coyotes will even jump into your backyard. You know, what's interesting is these homes are built up against just raw desert. And I don't know if you grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, so we had these desert survival courses. So they would show, you know, at night what was roaming around. It's like a whole entire festival. I mean, it's like Woodstock in the middle of the night in the desert. And you'll hear people shocked going, oh my gosh, there's a snake in the neighborhood. Oh my gosh, there's a tarantula. What I'm showing you guys is 1/1,000,000,000 of what is really out there. And because we have our homes up, you know, to nature, yeah, we're living among nature. For those of you that live near deer or ticks or other sorts of snakes, and we're living in nature. It doesn't matter how much asphalt you have. And when these spiders or these coyotes get hungry, they come out. But interestingly, you would think that these sorts of animals do not want asphalt or concrete. And I have seen that these animals are adapting, and these insects and creatures are adapting. Whereas a tarantula had its web across the sidewalk last night to capture insects to eat. So rather than just eating locally, it knew to work with civilization and suburbia to get its meals. So don't be surprised if you see one of these suckers in your home. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So they say inflation is 3%. Guess how much health insurance coverage at work has been found on average? 7%. I think it's even higher than that. But we're being told, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation's Employer Health Benefits Survey, that the annual cost of family health insurance coverage at work has soared to an average, just an average, of $24,000 a year. They say employees are shelling out an average of $6,575 for their share of the premium, which is up $500 or close to 8% from last year. Now, the companies are footing the rest of the bill, but again, price sharing is still passed on to employees. According to Matt Ray, who co-authored the survey, and this is being reported by CNN Business, we have a huge premium increase this year. There's just no other way to cut it. There are lots of affordability challenges for employer coverage. For single coverage, the average annual premium rose to $8,400, up 7% from last year. Workers are picking up $1,400 of the tab, or $75 more than last year. Now, the jump in premiums, they say, is in line with the rise of wages and inflation since 2022, as well as in the past 5 years, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, different from the early 2000s, where premiums were soaring by double digits. And we talked about why that happened. Premiums soared as we had, just to quickly talk about that, in the early 2000s, a few things were going on. One is we had a huge, huge boom in pharmaceuticals that can control cholesterol better, that can help with erectile dysfunction like Viagra, newer antibiotics. And individuals, you know, in the 90s, it was still hard to get men to come to the doctor. Women would still go to the doctor. Women usually would go to the doctor for preventative stuff. Men, you'd see more for emergencies. And I credited Pfizer with Viagra for starting to bring men to the doctor. Because wives and women would come in saying, I need a prescription for Viagra. And I'm like, I can't give that to you. You're a woman. It's only indicated for men. They're like, yeah, it's for my husband, but he won't come in. And I would say, look, we have to check his heart. If somebody has erectile dysfunction and blood, poor blood flow to the penis, they're going to poor blood flow to the heart. You got to bring him in. And so men started coming in. And then we were able to find, wait a second, you have high cholesterol. Let's start you on some cholesterol medication. You have early diabetes. You have low T. So we... And I'm not saying the premiums just went up because of Viagra, but you see how now it started to change the attitudes of patients coming in. And now that more people are coming in and using the doctor and doing more preventative type stuff, yeah, more healthcare dollars are being spent. But another thing that also happened during that time in the 2000s is lawsuits were killing doctors' careers, malpractice lawsuits. And we younger doctors were seeing what happened to older doctors. So when we were in training, older doctors were saying, always chest x-ray twice a year if they're a smoker. But insurance won't pay for it. Doesn't matter. If they're a smoker, x-ray them twice a year. I remember that's what my when I did oncology training, that's what the oncologist said. Now they've approved CAT scans for that. But now, you don't want to miss a lung cancer. I rotated with a gynecologist who said, ultrasound everybody's ovaries. You don't want to miss an ovarian cancer. So what you're hearing are doctors who saw other colleagues get sued. And when insurance, malpractice insurance companies pulled out, if you had one suit, just even one lawsuit, you couldn't get covered in that state, so you'd have to move. So doctors are like, well, I'm not going to miss the brain tumor. I'm not going to miss the pancreatic tumor. I'm not going to miss the brain bleed. I'm not going to miss the heart attack. So they were ordering the tests because they didn't want to get sued and they didn't want to miss pathology. Well, that cost money. So, yeah, in the early 2000s, you take both of those combined, all of a sudden our healthcare expenditures rocketed. Well, here we are now. They're going up. Why? Well, because the drugs are a little bit more expensive than Viagra and Lipitor and Z-Pak, all thanks to Pfizer. Pfizer did a lot of drugs, came up with new drugs in the 90s that we use ubiquitously today. But now we have Wegovy for weight loss. We have treatment for hepatitis. We have some fancier cancer medications. Well, yeah, it's starting to cost more. Now, what is the average deductible? Well, they say the deductibles kind of remained essentially flat. For employees, your deductible averages $1,735, meaning your insurance won't pay until you've shelled that out that year. I think my insurance, because it's not employee or employer run, is I think a $10,000 deductible. It's horrible. So workers at smaller firms, you're going to start to see a lot of headlines on my boss is micromanaging me. There was one article on how somebody's boss asked them to write down how they're using their time. I think they're working remote, so the employer wants to know what exactly they're doing from 8 to 8:30 to 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's micromanaging and I think a little obsessive. But if these employers are shelling out thousands of dollars, not only for that person's wages, but now insurance as well as taxes, you're going to start to see the employers go, look, we need to know who's worth keeping. And it's costing a lot of money. And there's also some changes in abortion coverage. They say large employers with workers in more than one state might face challenges in offering abortion coverage after the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision of the government's out of it. It's up to the states. Feds aren't involved in this. And that ended a federal constitutional right to abortion. So many insurance companies are like, good, we don't have to pay for the abortion. And so that could change some coverage. Other states that are legislating, we're going to cover abortions. Well, then those insurance companies are going to raise their rates because now they're covering abortions. So there's, and some will cover rape, incest, health or life endangerment. Others might not. So keep in mind that your new plan might cover some things that it didn't, and it might not cover some things that it did. But our health insurance costs are ridiculous. I've always had a problem with health insurance because we're not talking in terms of major medical, but in terms of regular medical care. You know, you used to see a doctor, bring them a chicken, bring them a cake, pay them what you could. The doctor had very low overhead. Rarely needed more than one staff, if that. Didn't need to have computers and billing software and pay and you know, they would get cash or barter and they could make a good living and provide great care. Now you have to pay a company to negotiate with your doctor to lower the rate, and you're paid thousands of dollars a year. Wouldn't it be just simpler if you negotiated with the doctor? And there's a lot of individuals that don't have health insurance on purpose because they're like, my doctor's only charging me $100 or $50. Now, or they're not going to charge me for X, Y, or Z. And you were able to negotiate better with your doctor than the insurance would. But now that doctors aren't necessarily the family doc on the corner and it's corporation, you can't negotiate. So now it's all about middlemen. And even the doctors will say, I don't get involved with the money. Just go to the billing office. I don't get involved with that. And, you know, I only get paid a salary. They deal with the money. So you are paying a middleman to negotiate to pay less. And it costs money for that middleman. Now, if you end up having a major medical issue, it's worth it. But if you don't, then, you know, it's you're spending a lot of money. And we feel like we have to these days because you get into a car accident and you don't have medical coverage. If you, get hurt, there's so many things that could happen now. But, yes, health insurance is going to go up because we have very expensive drugs and we have high demands by people to cover these drugs. So now everybody's prices go up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden expected to address the nation tonight in a primetime speech as we approach the two-week mark since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel. The suspect said to be responsible for the killing of rapper Tupac Shakur set to appear in a Las Vegas courtroom today where he'll be arraigned on a murder charge in the 1996 cold case. 60-year-old Dwayne Davis accused of orchestrating the drive-by shooting that killed Tupac Shakur. Health insurance costs are on the rise. A new survey shows a 7% increase in the average cost for family health insurance plans provided by employers this year. First-time jobless claims, though, are down. The Department of Labor says it received 198,000 initial unemployment insurance requests. It's the first time since January those numbers have been below 200,000. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So, some of you have probably been shocked. Some of you not shocked. You knew people always felt this way. But some of you might have been shocked, and I got to tell you, I'm even a little shocked at the blatant anti-Semitism that people are just posting and committing in light of the atrocities that happened with the attack of Hamas on Israel, And, you know, I thought we have moved away from racism. We aren't being biased. We aren't being racist. We aren't discriminating based on a person's religion. We all agree that if a child is beheaded, that's bad. It's disgusting. If a person is raped
if a person is burned alive, like my friend's niece, just innocently going to a festival, that that's bad? Well, there's apparently a Citibank employee who has just been fired, 25 years old, who wrote, I guess, on her Instagram, "No wonder why Hitler wanted to get rid of all them." This is CUNY, CUNY's Brooklyn College graduate Nozima Huseynova, 25 years old, allegedly posted this on her Instagram page. She was responding to a post about the Gaza hospital, which Israel and now American intelligence has said, no, this was a errant bomb from the Gaza territory, not the, you know, not from Israel. And she writes, "No wonder," allegedly, you know, I mean, it could have been she was hacked, but "no wonder why Hitler wanted to get rid of them all," with a smiley face emoji. Well, spokesperson for Citi, CITI, called the comments revolting. Hate speech would not be tolerated at their bank, and they terminated the employment of the person who made the revolting anti-Semitic comment on social media. "We condemn anti-Semitism and all hate speech and do not tolerate it in our bank." Oh, I mean, people are posting this stuff. They're getting on camera, and they have no problem, you know, saying these things. And why? In a 25-year-old, Gen Z, right? Because Gen Zs were 1996 to 2010. A Gen Z is very well aware of the seriousness of social media. And to not only post that, but to put a smiley face, "No wonder why Hitler wanted to get rid of them all," meaning she is smiling at the thought of 6 million Jews, as well as 6 million Christians, homosexuals, gypsies, murdered. There's a smiley face emoji with that. And I mean, I understand that there's probably some very disgusting, sick individuals. And again, this is allegedly. She's innocent until proven guilty, but she posted it. So we're, you know, this most likely reflects. But again, I can't say 100% it was her post. I didn't see her sit there and put it up there. But I have always assumed that there was a handful of very disgusting, sick individuals who found pleasure in what happened with the Holocaust. But I thought it was some mentally deranged, very sick individuals who had no proper cognitive functioning. And you are starting to see, with what happened with this conflict, people finding a now platform to air their hatred of Jews. And when people say, you know, Jews are always, you know, calling anti-Semitic and always accusing anti-Semitic and, you know, playing the anti-Semitic card and all that, you know, I don't like to do that. I think if there is true anti-Semitism, that's what you call it. You know, I do not want, you know, "Oh gosh, you know, they denied me a job. It's because they don't like Jews." You really need to be very careful when you use it, because otherwise nobody believes it when it happened. Like the first person that cried rape when they weren't raped now ruins it for the rest of us. You know, anti-Semitism exists, so don't be calling it out when it's not happening. But, you know, don't mistake, you know, people being very conservative about when to call it to their, it not being out there. And so one person's stupid Instagram post really elucidates how flagrant anti-Semitism is, to the point that these people who post think they are preaching to the choir. See, when somebody posts something, All right? One, they're airing their views. They're putting out their opinion, making it public. But they do it because they think they have a fan base. They have a following. They have an audience. And so for somebody to very blatantly do this, that means her audience is okay with it, or she believes that, which means it's not just her. It could be others. Now, I'm sure some of the followers are like, what the hell did you just write? What? I'm not saying everybody who follows her feels this way, but she must have thought that 99.99% of those who follow her feel that way. And so we have gotten reports from the Pentagon. President Biden even said this Gaza attack on the hospital was not from Israel, but I think Biden said, quote, the other side. Just call it the terrorists. I think it was jihad, one of the jihad factions in Gaza. Apparently 100 to 300 people were killed in this blast at Al Ali Baptist Hospital in Gaza. And I don't think, again, Hamas or jihad did this on purpose. You see in the video a missile that kind of takes a curve and hits a nearby building. And maybe it was another building, but you know, it shows the chaos of missiles being sent and them not understanding that they could hurt their own. And United States is still assessing the casualty figures, they said, and they're, you know, and, but it's tragic to see individuals in Gaza and in Israel killed indiscriminately. And of course you have, you know, our congresspeople, some of our congresspeople like, Tlaib, still not be convinced from American intelligence and what the Pentagon concluded. People didn't want to believe Israel, but America did their own assessment. And you could see the videos. Also, when people say, well, you know, Israel made up the videos, keep in mind we have satellites. They could look back and see. There's footage. There's CCTV. So you just rewind what the coverage covering that hospital, and you could see from which direction if it came east or west, north or south. So I think it is easy to conclude. Not to mention, they could look at the debris, assuming they're able to get in there. Now, not only have Americans been involved in this Hamas attack with hostages, 9 British nationals have been killed, 7 are missing, according to the UK. So this conflict is dragging in multiple countries. And they better let these hostages go. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I have a song that I really don't like, and I kind of can't stand. It's not from the 80s, not from the 60s, not from the year 2000s, not from any particular artist. But it's the Happy Birthday to You song. And when I was little, maybe, you know, they'd be like, Happy Birthday to you. You know, you'd be dancing. But as an adult, I don't like being sung. I don't like having to sit there. And I don't like singing it. Why do we keep doing it? And am I the only one? I don't think so. I think the average person cannot stand sitting there, especially when people sing it slowly. And you have to sit there and smile. And there's a cake or there's something with a candle on it. And the candle is melting. And there's always somebody that harmonizes. Okay, look how long the song is, right? Okay, so you're in a restaurant or you're at a home. And they go, happy birthday to you. And you're immediately going, oh, God, Lord of mercy. Okay, what do I do? You know, I got to pee. You know, I really don't want all the attention. Happy birthday to you. And you're like, oh, God, it's only halfway over. His song is only halfway done. And then you're looking at the cake, and you're like, that's not even the flavor I want. Happy birthday, dear Delilah. It's not Delilah, it's Dahlia. They don't even pronounce my name right. You know, and sometimes when you're at a restaurant, they don't even know your name. They're like, madam, miss, the wife of who's paying the bill. Then finally you're like, okay, here we go. This is going to be the last part of the song. Happy birthday to, and you think you, one quick syllable. Somebody goes, you, and they go off, and they go, you're like, oh, God, please, you're going to shatter glass. And then all of a sudden, somebody who grew up in the 1970s goes, and many more on Channel 4. And you're like, who the hell came up with that? We don't even watch Channel 4. NBC in my area is 3. I think Channel 4 was in Arizona. I don't know, but many more on Channel 4. Where the hell did that come from? And then somebody's like, you know what? Nobody got to hear my voice. So I'm going to kind of do some runs in it. Happy birthday. And you're like, okay, guys, can I just blow out my candle? Can I have my cake? All right. And then everybody just please get off me and the birthday. I don't want it. And then for those of you that have to sing it, I don't like singing the happy birthday song because somebody starts in the wrong key. You guys know I like to sing lower, right? You know, so I'm like, happy birthday to you. I have, you know, more of a male type voice. But sometimes they start high. So you now have to join in or you're off key. So you're like, happy birthday to you. And that's just too high. I don't feel comfortable in that octave range. That's not my octave. That's not my range. I don't feel comfortable with it. No. And then, you know, if you're holding the video, now you're capturing your singing misgivings and your off keyness. It's just absolutely bad. So where did the birthday song even come from? I talk about this each year around my birthday. According to Wikipedia, that song's been around since the 1890s. A school principal, Patty Hill, and her sister, Mildred, composed a song called Good Morning to All. Good Morning to All. Same tune. That was the base of the Happy Birthday to You. The complete text of Happy Birthday to You first appeared in print as the final four lines of Edith Goodyear Alger's poem, Roy's Birthday, published in her book, A Primer of Work and Play, copyrighted by D.C. Heath in 1901. No reference to the words being in the song, but the first book including Happy Birthday lyrics set to the tune of Good Morning to All, we think came in 1911. And then there was another work, they believe, back in 1901, where the Happy Birthday to You song was sung. So we're talking about something over 100 years old, and somebody could go, Dr. Dahlia, we're talking about a song that's over 100 years old. Just let tradition take hold. No, you want to know what I always liked? When I would watch in the 80s Moonlighting, David Addison, who was played by Bruce Willis, would come in to the workplace, right? Right? And sing, what was it, the Beatles? Da-na-na-na-na-na, today is a birthday. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And I'm like, that's what I'd rather be sung to, and by whom? I love Bruce Willis, and the David Addison character, I love him almost as much as John McClane. You know, that, maybe do something like that. You know, I see this all the time. I'm in restaurants, I go to places, and I see the whole happy birthday. And if you don't do it, you know, if nobody wants to say anything. Well, I'm going to say it. I think the birthday song sucks.
Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to sing it. And I think it's time for a new birthday song. Now, some families have come up with new songs. Some families come up with different ways. You know, Feliz cumpleaños a ti. It's still a happy birthday, you know, to you. Now, I used to work at a restaurant. And multiple restaurants. And when you worked at a restaurant and did the birthday song, you would go, happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey. And, you know, that wasn't that bad. Because at least you could clap. At least you didn't do that long song. Nobody could sit there and do the runs and try to harmonize with everybody else. And so, I don't know. But can we just come up with something different? I think it's time. And, you know, for those of you with families that want to come up with your own birthday song, I think that's really, really cool. You know, I have a friend who's she's older, and she has a birthday song that she sings to her family members, and it actually is adorable as hell. But I think birthday songs within families and friends should be unique. And maybe that's what we need to do. And rather than everybody be miserable, I've just never seen collectively around the world 15 to 20 seconds of everybody be miserable. So let's come up with a different song. Let's come up with a different way. And I'll come up with it. I have no problem coming up with a new birthday song. You know, it could be any tune, like, it's your birthday, yeah, yeah, happy birthday. Maybe we'll do another, you know, if you really want Beatles in there, we could do that, you know, or, I'll have a blue birthday without you. I don't know, you could do some Elvis if you want, I don't know, but either way, maybe just don't sing. Do we really have to sing? All everybody wants is the flipping cake and for the day to end, or the presents. So maybe we don't have to do the whole song. I don't know. That's just me. Let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's not my birthday coming up. There are some birthdays coming up. My son's birthday's coming up. And I just don't think he really wants us sitting there singing the happy birthday song. And birthday cake, I don't mind. Birthday cake, that's been around, we believe, since the 1400s. They think it originated back in Germany. And they had cakes made with dough and sugar. But what we used to do with birthday cakes is throw rings, coins, buttons. Now, we don't do that now because somebody would get sued for choking and choking hazards. But you would get a piece of cake and then you would destroy it looking for if you got something in there. If you ended up getting a ring, it meant marriage would be in your future. If you got coins, then it would mean financial luck was in your future. Can you imagine? If you didn't want to get married and you got stuck with the ring in your piece of cake, that could ruin your birthday. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.